Para sa 85 taong gulang na si Kath Miller, ang pagmamaneho ng siya ay naging mas matanda ay naging isang higit na paghamon. Si Miller ay may hawak na restricted license na kinabibilangan ng mga kondisyong katulad ng hindi maaaring magmaneho pagsapit ng dilim at limitadong mga pagbibiyahe sa mga distansyang hindi lalayo ng 5 kilometro mula sa bahay. Sinabi ni Miller na hinahanap-hanap niya ang kalayaang makapagmaneho ng walang pagbabawal.
It takes a little bit of getting used to. I mean, not being able to think, oh, well, I'll go to my daughter's today. Or you've got to stop and think how far you can go on that 5 kilometers.
Nanawagan ng Assistant Commissioner ng Pulisya ng New South Wales, John Hartley, para sa mga driver na lampas na sa edad na 70 na maging maingat sa kalsada at isaalang-alang ang lubusang paghinto sa pagmamaneho kung hindi na nila nadarama na kaya pa nilang magmaneho.
Just be aware of your driving skills and your driving ability. If that's starting to diminish, you need to go and see your doctor, see a specialist. Certainly restrict your driving if you're not comfortable driving longer distances these days. And so chances are if you're a driver over 70, you're double the risk of being involved in a fatal crash than others.
Noong nakaraang taong 2015, 18% ng mga aksidente sa kalsada ay kinapalooban ng mga driver na higit pa sa 70 ang edad. Sa kabila ng bumubuo lamang sila sa 11% ng nagmamanehong populasyon. Ang taong 2015 ay kinakitaan din ng 20% pagtaas ng mga pagkamatay sa kalsada para sa mga taong ang edad ay lampas sa 70. Sinabi ng Assistant Commissioner ng Pulisya ng New South Wales na si Hartley na hindi lahat ng driver na sobra sa 70 ang edad ay dapat huminto sa pagmamaneho. Sa halip, kailangang magkaroon sila ng higit na kamalayan sa kanilang mga kakayahan sa pagmamaneho.
Be careful. If you're right to drive, drive the car. So if you're working, no doubt you're probably right to drive and you have great skills. The fact is people need to review their driving habits. The risk is higher when you're over 70. Again, I've not said people shouldn't drive. I just said people need to look at what they're doing.
Ngunit sinabi ni Peter Khoury mula sa National Roads and Motorists Association o NRMA Insurance na karamihan sa mga nasawi sa kalsada na kinapapalooban ng mga taong lampas na sa edad na 70, kadalasan ay resulta ng driver na mababa sa edad na 70.
When you look at the statistics, there's no doubt that more older drivers died on our roads this year than last. However, most of the increases occurred not while the driver was behind the wheel, but as passengers or indeed as pedestrians. The number of older drivers who were behind the wheel who were killed on our roads in 2015 increased by 1 in comparison to 2014. The real increases occurred as they were passengers and as pedestrians.
Sinabi ni Ian Yates mula sa Council on the Aging na ang edad ay hindi otomatikong nakapagtitiyak ng kakayahan sa pagmamaneho.
The fact that we have more older people on the road means that we will have more older people in the statistics. We should be trying to take the road toll down, but we need to be careful about how we use statistics to justify prejudice, such as everybody over 70 is X or Y.